Political activists who live in states where one presidential candidate or the other has a solid lead may feel left out of this campaign. Some of them are volunteering in other states where the races are tight. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams talked to some of them.
Kathy Bierman lives in a red state. Virginia went for candidate George W. Bush in 2000 and will likely stay with the Republican this year. So Kathy Bierman is packing her bags and heading for the heat of a true swing state, Florida.
3 days ago, I got an email that said that we're supposed to get on buses in Washington, D.C., and at that time, they're going to tell us where in Florida they're flying us.
Kathy Bierman will be volunteering for the Democratic group Emily's List. She'll be canvassing voters in Florida and working the polls.
I'm going with a friend, and we've decided that it's going to be quite an adventure. It's probably going to be like camp. They're putting us 4 to a room, I assume in hotels. We're curious about whom we'll be going with. We're guessing it's going to be college students. And, of course, my friend and I are approaching 60, so it'll be interesting.
Bierman is one of thousands of passionate political partisans racing to the red-hot center of the 2004 campaign. These activists are taking leave from jobs, schools, and families and heading into the heart of the fight, states ranging from Pennsylvania and Ohio to Florida and New Mexico.
We are sending about 50 to Ohio, about 60 to 70 to Pennsylvania, and about 45 over to New Jersey.
Dan Santinello is the state chairman of the New York College Republicans and a junior at Canisius College in Buffalo. He's sending his fellow college Republicans into battleground states after consultation with the Bush-Cheney campaign.
They do all the logistics. I take care of getting people on those buses. The college Republicans are better in the strategy of getting it done. They could put us in the middle of a desert, and we'll make sure we at least pull about 5 votes at least with nobody around.
Democrat Don Weiss, a Boston lawyer and a strong Kerry supporter, left solidly Democratic Massachusetts for 2 weeks of going door-to-door in a battleground county in the battleground state where he was born, West Virginia.
One thing I tried to do on my first day canvassing when I came back was to make sure that I was not too much in the Boston mode of go, 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 cutting right to the point. And I wanted to make sure I was being conversational, picking up on the right cues of people here, and hearing when people wanted to engage with me and hearing when people had made up their mind and wanted me to move on to the next door.
Donna Beorich, a Bush supporter from the deep red state of Texas, is getting on an airplane with a group of Republican women to work for the Bush-Cheney campaign in Ohio.
I have 3 sons and a husband at home, and I've never done anything like this before. I've never volunteered because I was home with my children for many, many years. I am going to be part of the Mighty Texas Strike Force, and we're going to be there to kind of give them a kind of a shot in the arm and be there to hand out bumper stickers and walk precincts and get that vote out for George Bush.
Much of the inspiration for people running into the political battlegrounds comes from the 2000 presidential race. In states such as Florida and New Mexico, the winner was decided by just a few hundred votes. It's possible that a few more phone calls, a few more visits from campaign workers, even if they are from out of state, might prove decisive in the 2004 race. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.